some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Everybody, welcome back to another great episode of Rated G Radio. We've got psychic Rebecca Fisk on the line tonight. Her book, The List, is available on Amazon.com, and we're going to be bringing her on in just a couple of moments. If you have already called in and I have screened your call, we're going to get to you tonight. If you are thinking about calling, tonight is a great night to do so, and you can call the chat hotline, which is now open at 323-657-1493. We are live for the next 60 minutes. Your computer screen is going to tell you we're live for 2 hours. It's a one-hour show, because if we go over by even 1 second, the show completely shuts down. So we're live for the next hour. We're also live in the Blog Talk chat room. If you would like to ask a question there, send me a private chat with your first name and then the topic. Don't tell me the question. Don't give me any extra information. Rebecca doesn't want that. And she will answer your question in the order that they're received. So tonight's a great night to do so. Real quick roadmap on where we've been earlier this week, also where we're going for the rest of this week, so you can also set your calendars for a wild ride for the remainder of this week before Thanksgiving. Monday, we had intuitive advisor Jesse Knight on the line. Last night, we did a dual interview, and I always love guests, and we're going to get to Rebecca in a second, but indulge me. I always love guests who have their own show and yet are terrified of being interviewed, and that was kind of the case last night with Monica and Ken of It Matters Radio. They're one of the sponsors of the show. We're doing a little co-branding and co-partnering here. I'm going to be on their show in a few weeks, and Monica tells me after the show, because she was very adamant, and I'm telling you this now because I know she's not listening tonight. So, Monica, if you're listening on the replay, sorry. But Monica told me afterwards, she goes, I was so nervous for the interview because I've never been interviewed before. This is like my second interview ever, and I was so nervous. I couldn't figure out before the interview why she insisted on always, she says, I have to, you know, Ken has to be on the interview also. Ken has to be, she was very clear about that. And I thought, that's a little unusual. Maybe, you know, because, you know, sometimes if you're a duo or, you know, a group or whatever, you always make a point to do your media together. I totally get it. So Monica was just apparently petrified. But afterwards, she goes, oh, my God, that was so much fun. And I said, I know. And I had like 17 more hours of stuff we could have talked about. But, you know, I'm going to have to bring you back again next year, and we'll start the dialogue again. But they're both successful authors in their own right. I read two of their books, one of each, yesterday before the show. And so it was fun having these people who interview, you know, musicians and authors and people like that on the show. On their own show Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on itmattersradio.com, and having those tables turned. So Monica and Ken were on last night. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., because that's how we roll. We're flexible for our guests. I have the co-authors of The Go-Givers. It's a number one New York Times best-selling book. They've got a whole series out. You know, it's like chicken soup for the soul, chicken soup for the golfer, chicken soup for the seamstress, chicken soup for the financial advisor, you know, all that. So they've got a series called The Go-Givers, and Bob Berg is the lead guy, and he's been on the show with me two or three times before. Fascinating guest, fantastic author, and really a life-changing individual. His co-author, who I've not spoken to before, is going to come on to the second half of the show, and I'm super excited. His name is John David Mann, and just a little quick preview, because I'm, you know, how cool is this? At 17 years of age, he opened his own private high school. I don't understand how that is even technically possible, but he did. So we're going to have Bob Berg and John David Mann, the co-authors of the Go-Givers series. Again, number one best-selling book on the New York Times best-selling book list. They're going to be on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then Friday night, we have Rick Giannatos at 7 p.m. You say, who in the heck is Rick Giannatos? Rick Giannatos is a music producer. He's produced such artists as The Supremes, Mary Wells, and I can go down the whole list of people that he's worked with over the years, and he's a spectacular producer. He has got a brand new CD and DVD and book that he is promoting called The All-American Divas, and he's gotten several of these legendary performers back into the recording studios, re-recording their classic hits of yesteryears and releasing them, and kind of like in a, I don't say, a tell-all book, but it's like, well, you know, where did you go after, you know, the big fame hit and, you know, came and went? What happened to your life? So Rick's going to be on the show on Friday and talk about that project, but we're also going to be playing music from the All-American Divas, so that's super cool. Okay, everybody, you've been patient long enough. I thank you for indulging me. And coming back for her November appearance is the always popular Rebecca Fisk. Rebecca, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, Garrett. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. It's, you know, it's been very crisp and cool where I live in Northern California, and I love it. And we've had a little rain, and we're getting a little more rain, and we've had some snow in the local mountains. And so I'm excited.
Good for you. You know, we had some, let's see, today's Wednesday. Sunday night and into pretty much all of Monday, we had really high winds down here in Huntington Beach. And it was to the point where, you know, we had trees that were uprooted. We had, you know, the palm fronds and things like that that are just strewn throughout the entire neighborhood. And we had the, you know, the garbage collector folks having to make special trips around to go pick those up because everything was in the street. And just really kind of wild and crazy. But we didn't really get any rain. We thought we were going to get a huge downpour, but apparently you guys hogged it all.
Well, you know, I have to say, I'm sorry you didn't get any, but I will say I'm glad we got it because, sure. You know, we actually had some of the local ski resorts open early. And frankly, you guys get your water, at least some of it, from us. So it's a good thing that we got the snow. And we did have some of the high winds, but we don't have a lot of palm trees. So there weren't any palm fronds in the street. But I remember from living down there that, I remember. And those things are those big ones, and they're in the street, and you're driving your car over them. It's like, is this going to hurt my tire?
If people are living outside of palm tree country, wherever you're at in the world, you know, you think those palm tree fronds, they look so nice, and they just look so friendly and fuzzy, just like a tiny little, you know, fuzzy rabbit. Those things are sharp. They're heavy and they're dangerous. You could use those as weapons. Yes. So when you think about, you know, do I dare run over it and what's it going to do to my car? That's a real threat. So having, you know, the sanitation department come and actually get those things cleaned up is a real benefit to everybody who's driving in the area. So my hat's off to them. But we could talk about weather all day, but that's not really what all the callers are calling about tonight. So before we get to that, what's been going on in your world and what do we need to remind listeners of tonight before we get started?
Yeah, I kind of, and I hope the listeners will indulge me tonight because there are a few things that I want to talk about. First of all, you know, because, of course, this is the November show and Thanksgiving is coming up. And so, you know, also as we're coming into the holidays and even a couple of other topics. So I have several things that I want to talk about tonight. The first thing that I want to talk about is, you know, a lot of people have been talking to me, asking me about why they feel so out of sorts. They feel clumsy. They feel klutzy. And it's a lot of my clients. This isn't just like one or two or three people. It's like, wow, what's up? And even I am experiencing it as well. If you would have been watching me over the last couple of weeks, I have probably dropped my keys like twice a day, every day. There's little things where it's just like, wow, I can't believe I dropped that, or I can't believe that I did this. And it's just feeling a little bit out of sorts, even though most of the time I feel pretty centered and I'm trying to make sure that I'm grounded in my body. But there's some frequency changes that are occurring or that have been occurring, even with planet Earth. And I talked with a couple of my partners on the Wisdom and Intuition Network on our show a couple of weeks ago about this. And, you know, everything in the universe has a frequency. It has a vibrational frequency, everything. And so, you know, we respond to that. That's why sometimes you walk in a room and your gut gives you this feeling like, I don't like it in here. Or you meet somebody for the first time, it's like, wow, I really like this person. It's because you're experiencing their vibrational frequency. Okay, so everything has a frequency. Mother Earth also has a frequency. And they measured her frequency starting in about 1942. And at that time, her frequency was about 7.8 megahertz. And so they noticed that there was a big change in 1987, so 45 years later, that the frequency of Mother Earth had risen. And so now it's being tracked. And they have found that now, I believe her frequency is about 18 megahertz. And it's the first time in recorded history of tracking frequencies of and the vibrations of different energies on the planet, that the frequency of Mother Earth is higher than the frequency of human beings. It's the first time it's happened. And so what's happening with us is we are experiencing this as needing more time to get grounded and stay grounded, or we're feeling a little out of sorts, or we're feeling emotional. I'll talk about the emotional stuff in a minute as well. But we already have that happening, okay? So if you guys have been feeling this way for a while, so have a lot of people. So the next thing is that, of course, we've had these, I don't even want to go into the energy of what's been happening around the world because I don't want to give it more energy. But obviously there have been some rather horrific things occurring around the world. And what happens is, because we are all connected to a conscious field of energy, when there is something that's horrific and there's a great deal of sadness or apprehension about it, all of us human beings actually pick up on it at some level. It's affecting our energy and our vibration, because the conscious field, which has its own energy and vibration, is holding energy that's connected to that as well. So, you know, a lot of people that I'm aware of are also having moments where they're bursting into tears for no apparent reason. They don't know why they're in tears. You know, I've had a few of those myself. I'm also still processing. But, you know, I'll kind of come to that in a couple of minutes. But so just, you know, when that happens, take a few minutes. If you're in a place where you can excuse yourself and go to a restroom and just let yourself release it, that's great. But if you're, like, in the workplace and you can't really do that, take just a minute and take some deep breaths and allow yourself to release it. You don't have to actually go into the sadness to release it, but you can focus that energy, basically put the sadness into a bubble, and you can visualize that the bubble is floating away from you and that it's not connected to you. And I'm not saying do this on a regular basis. I'm saying do this because if you're asking yourself, where is the sadness coming from? Is it connected to me? If you get a yes, then you need to look at that. If you're getting a nope, this isn't connected to me, then you can put it in a bubble and let it go. Okay, and then take some deep breaths, ground yourself, do the visualization of the light coming down and forming a cocoon around you, those deep breaths, just three deep breaths. You can do this in a matter of seconds and come back to feeling grounded and centered again and detached from the emotional reaction you're having. Okay, so Garrett, I know I'm being kind of long-winded, and I have a couple of other things that I wanted to talk about. Did you have a question or a comment about what I've said so far?
Amen, sister.
Okay. All right. So another thing that I want to talk about is I've been going through some transitions. Some of you may know or not know. I've had a couple of surgeries in the last 6 months. The first one, I fell and tore the meniscus and had to have a knee worked on. And that was kind of, I won't say it was life-altering for me, but it really gave me great clarity about where I've been focusing my attention in my life, and that it was mandatory for me to stop and start focusing more attention on taking care of me. I am somebody who's very good at taking care of everybody else and wanting to make myself available for others, and not always good at taking care of myself. And I am a mom. I have a 9-year-old son, and so as a mom, of course, I need to make sure that his needs are met. And like most moms, we usually make sure our kids' needs are met first. But then, of course, there's other stuff that needs to be done. So I learned with that the knee surgery and the knee injury that I needed to take care of myself. So I started doing things to kind of take care of myself. I also had another elective surgery recently, which it's elective, but it was necessary for my health. And so part of the byproduct of that is that I've been focused on trying to take better care of my body and reshape it, lose some weight, you know, do some things that are better for my health. And one of the realizations that I've had in this process is I have goals in place, and I'm on my way to my goals, but I'm not there yet. And so I have this little epiphany, because basically I'm in a spot right now where most of my pants don't fit me right. They're on my body, but they're not fitting me well. And I'm kind of at that place where I'm in between sizes. And I'm using this as an analogy for all of you to remember to have regard, respect, and for yourself, and give yourself kudos as you're moving along on your journey, and take the wins, because it's a huge win that my pants are loose. It's a bit of a pain because I need to go buy more clothes, and they don't really fit me yet. I'm not really in the next size yet. So I really am in this in-between place, and it's not really comfortable, but at the same time, I can still be proud of myself for getting myself here. And in the being uncomfortable, finding a way to make peace with that and be comfortable in that gives me an opportunity to continue being comfortable in other situations where I might normally be uncomfortable. So it's a growth kind of an opportunity for anyone who's in any kind of uncomfortable situation right now. So there's one other last thing that I want to bring up, and then I will get off of being long-winded here. Again, thank you for indulging me. We all need help sometimes. It could be, hey, can you help me carry the groceries in the house? It's too heavy for me. It could be, I'm looking for some ideas on how I can, you know, maybe be better at my job. It could be even somebody calling and asking me for information to clarify something for them because they're looking for some help. When you're calling on a teacher to help you, and they're providing tools to you, it's up to you if and when you will use the information that's being given. There's no mandatory expectation that you will use the tools. But if you're asking the teacher, if you're seeking somebody to give you some assistance, the work always has to be done by you. The teacher will facilitate, they will guide you, they will help you along the way. They will hopefully provide lots of inspiration and support. But the work still has to come from within you. And it will come in your own timing, not at anyone else's timing. So there is a part of the process where you have to honor where you are. And you have to honor where you want to go. And as such, you also have to honor the journey that gets you from where you are to where you want to be. And you also have to use discernment about what the timing for that will be. So I'm offering that as an opportunity for those of you who are looking to make some changes, maybe aren't even quite ready yet. But remember to empower yourself to make those changes when you are ready. Empower yourself. Don't expect other people to do it for you because you're giving your energy away. Don't blame somebody else if you don't take the responsibility because nobody can do this for you. It's all an inside job. But if you seek help and you want it, you'll get it. That's pretty much how God and the angels work too, by the way. If you want angels to help you, ask for them to intercede on your behalf. They are not, according to universal law, they're not allowed to do that without your request. So if you want the angels to come in and help you, ask them to help you, and they will. So all of that being said, this is a great time to come into gratitude. Because, of course, we're coming into Thanksgiving. Whatever little things you can be grateful for, it just helps bring more positive energy and frequency vibration into your life. But also, as we're starting to get to the hustle-bustle of the holidays, remember to always take a few minutes just for you. Don't be like I did, or you know, don't do what I did and have a situation arise where I'm literally having to, I can't walk around for several weeks. Because I needed to stop and take care of myself and get centered and grounded. And instead, I tried to push through it. And basically, I got a wake-up call that, no, I have to take care of me. So use me as an example. Don't make yourself have to have the lesson yourself. And take time to get centered. Do what needs to be done each day. If you have a couple things that you can do, great. But don't push yourself. Okay? Honor yourself. Enjoy the holidays. Allow yourself to be connected with your loved ones. And I wish all of you all the best during this time. So, all right, Garrett, thanks for letting me have the soapbox.
Well, you bet. Well, and, you know, real quick, I really resonated with the fact that, you know, you talked about you know, the change in shapes that we go through sometimes, you know, and myself in the last year, even though I've been down closer to the number on the scale that I'd like to be, it was really this last year where I said, I'm going to take off the last 10 or 15. And it's unusual, you know, because especially if you have a body, this, you know, body image issue, whether, you know, you're too fat or you're too skinny, you know, for years, I always thought, you know, I'm not that heavy. But I also noticed back in my timeline for really about 10 or 12 years, there are no pictures of me, because whenever I'd see a picture of me, it's like, that's not me. That was me. I just didn't want to see it. And when I finally saw, you know, where I was at and didn't really want to be that, and I lost the weight and it got down to where I was at, as I would lose that weight, you know, I would have, you know, weeks where I'd be like, well, this just isn't right. You know, my clothes don't fit. I need to be putting that weight back on, because that's what I was comfortable with. But that wasn't what I wanted to be. So it was, you know, keeping that focus on what's the end game here? Not do I want to stay back in a place that doesn't serve me any longer? And I could be for anything, but I just want to thank you for that, because that just really kind of hit home when you were talking about that earlier. So I could, you know, there's my soapbox for this, so thanks. Okay, so let's get to the callers here. And we've got a bunch of you online. I've got a couple more that we need to screen, but we're going to go here in order tonight. We've got Liz, then Rondria, then Tanika, and Delphine. And I've got other callers that are on here. If you want to ask a question, you actually have to press the number 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, it just looks like you're calling in on a phone to listen, which is wonderful in itself. We've also got a lot of folks in the Blog Talk chat room. If you want to ask a question there, please send it to me on a private chat. Include your first name. Not your screen name, but your first name and the topic. We don't want to know the question, or I guess in the chat room we do want to know the question, because that's what we're going to do, and go from there. So let's start out with Liz. You are now live with Rebecca. Thank you very much for being so patient and waiting. And Liz would like to know about love.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Rebecca.
Okay, so do you have a specific question about love?
Yes, it's about a relationship I'm in. I've been in it for 2 years, and I'm just wondering if it feels like I'm just wasting my time. The person.
Okay, what's the first name of the other person?
Jim.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, I want to say first of all that, yes, I get your energy of you feel really stuck. It's like you're kind of going in circles and you can't get anywhere. Jim is comfortable, and I want to say, I almost get this image that he's kind of saying, hold on, just wait. But yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting because the energy around that is not just that he wants to have things in order, because he feels like he needs to be able to provide, he needs to be able to, create what he has in his mind, the expectations of himself. He wants to be in a certain place. And it's interesting because my impression about his energy with this is it's not just what he expects of himself. There's almost a feeling of safety for him. It's that extreme. And for most men, when they're in this kind of energy, it's more about, look, I want to get my career goals in place. I want to have enough money in the bank. And they're really looking at the financial and can I provide the stability and am I emotionally ready? And with Jim, there's even a safety factor for him where and I don't mean like physical safety. It feels more like he just really feels like there isn't quite enough of him to be able to do what he needs to do to make this relationship what you want it to be or what he thinks you want it to be. So I will say that this is all coming from a place of him really caring about you. It's not about him not caring. I feel like he really, really does care very much about you and that you have a very good connection. It's just that there's a part of you that wants more than where the relationship is, and he can't give it to you. So you have to decide if moving forward in whatever way it is that you're thinking you need to move forward is more important than the relationship itself. Because my impression is that you two are actually a fairly good match. It's just, you know, so can you be with the relationship the way that it is right now? Can you be happy seeing him when you see him without any pressure for it to become something else? Because the thing is, you can't push a flower to bloom early. I know you can put it in a greenhouse and do all of that stuff, but you still have to have all of the elements lined up in order for that flower to bloom appropriately. And it's almost like you want this flower to bloom before it's potentially able to do so. That's the best way that I can explain this. So if you're concerned about commitment, I don't see this as a problem. I feel like he is committed to you. It's you know, if you're looking at, I want to get married, I want to settle down, I want to move in together, he's not ready to do those things. And if those things, doing those action items, are more important to you than the person, then you have to leave. But if the person and the relationship that you have with him is more valuable than what it looks like or how it's defined, then stay, because this, he really cares about you. This is not a frivolous thing for him, okay? So try to be patient. It's he really is doing all of these things for the right reasons. It's not, you know, I don't get that he's running around or doing other stuff. It's just there's an overwhelming amount of demands on his energy right now. And he's, you know, he really does not want to lose you.
Yeah, I know that. He does say that.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the other thing that I want to say to you is, when we place expectations on it, so we get, you know, a lot of times we get into a relationship, it's like, okay, well, it's been 2 years, we should be getting engaged now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. What happens is we buy into what society's doing, or we have people around us saying, well, when are you get married? When are you going to have kids? When are you going to do all these things? And it's like, that's not your agenda. Don't let yourself buy into the agenda that other people place on you. Do what's appropriate for you and do what's appropriate for Jim, because you have to be able to do that now in order to move forward in the relationship.
Okay.
Okay? So if you can just be happy with what you have and really allow that this is the best he can do and he loves you, you're going to be really happy. If you can't, because you think that it's supposed to be something else, you have to look at that. But it has to be coming from within you. You're frustrated about something that is created by propaganda. And I'm sorry that I'm being so, you know, on the nose about this, but we are all given pressure by society that, well, you're supposed to be coupled. You know, you're supposed to be married by a certain age. You're supposed to have a child by a certain age. And the reality is it's not true. So do what's right for you, but he really cares.
Okay. Thank you, Rebecca.
Okay. You're so welcome.
Thanks,
Liz. I wish you all the best.
Have a great night. And we're going to go to Rondria next, and she's also calling about love. You are now live with Rebecca. Rondria, go ahead, please.
Hi. My question. Oh, hi. How are you, Rebecca?
Hi. I'm doing great. Go ahead.
Oh, my question is, do you see me and John ever getting married?
Okay. Well, I have to say, you know, there's a possibility for you. However, there's been some, I want to say there's been some fits and starts. So what happens is one of you is in one place and the other's in another place. And then the other one steps up and the first one's like not ready. So it's almost like you guys just haven't quite been on the same page at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, if you're willing to be patient, I feel like you will settle into that. But I hear, you know, I'm hearing the numbers 2 to 3. I don't know if that's a total of 2 to 3 years or if it's 2 to 3 years from now. But I definitely see that the possibility is there. It's just, you know, the two of you have not been on the same page as far as commitment yet. So if you're patient, you will come to that place. It's just not lined up yet. It's almost like the image is you're waiting for him to catch up. And then he runs past you, and then he's waiting for you to catch up. And then you run past him, and he's, you know, it's like you guys have done this a few times. and so this is the dance that I see happening. But both of you are, you know, definitely there's a committed energy for sure. It's just a matter of both of you doing what you need to be doing in your own lives and then having the energy be synergistic with the two of you together in the relationship. So if you're willing to be patient, I'm actually hearing 2018. So if you're willing to be patient, you know, that's just around the corner. We're almost at 2016.
Yeah.
That's not very far away. So if you're willing to be patient, I do see the possibility for you to get married.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Andrea. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Andrea. We want the wedding invitation, too, when it's ready. So call us back and we're going to... We'll even dress up. We're going to jump real quick to the chat room here. We've got... We've got David sending me a note here, and he says he is considering a move to Hawaii, and he says it seems like a spiritual calling, but he's looking for some reassurance. And that's coming from David in the Blog Talk chat room.
Okay, hi, David, and thanks for the question. I have to say, okay, I want postcards, or forget the postcards. Garrett and I are coming. We're going to come hang out in Hawaii.
You know, it's, yes, there's definitely an element of the spirituality thing. It's like you're going to get roots there. It's a more grounded kind of energy, and I feel like you being back in nature, and the energy that really only Hawaii can provide, will give you your footing. It really is this feeling of you getting your foundation and really discovering who you are. The energy where you are right now seems very almost frenetic. It's always moving quickly. It's almost like I see an image of people walking on the streets in New York, but everything's in fast motion. So if you're watching, it's like you're fast forwarding it. And so for you energetically, it's not a match. And so you're always kind of feeling a little out of sorts. And I'm using that as an example. I don't believe you're in New York. I don't get that impression. But I do get that it's that kind of energy and it's keeping you feeling out of sorts. So going to Hawaii will be about you coming into your own and finding yourself. I also feel like you're going to get a lot of clarity around your career while you're there. So, and I see you being there for a period of time. I don't know if you'll stay there forever. I kind of get that you may be there for, say, 5 to 8 years, and that you may keep a place there or you may travel back and forth after that. But, I feel like this is a very good thing for you. It's there's also some grieving that you need to do, and you'll get the space and the support energetically that you need from the space there, from the energy of the island. So, it's very, very good. It feels like a very good move. The other thing is, I was going to say, okay, I know you're going to ask me timing on this, and I'm getting, I'm hearing spring. So that's what I'm getting for you. So keep us posted, okay, David, and thanks for the question.
Thanks, David. And again, if you do move over there, or when you move over there, make sure there's a guest suite so we can come and visit. Okay. Our next caller is Tanika. And Tanika's calling about her career. You are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Tanika. How can I help you tonight?
I just wanted to know about career, whether or not I should stay at my current job or go.
Okay.
Not sure about it.
Okay. Are you in nursing, or are you going towards nursing, or did we talk about this before?
No, I never spoke to you. I'm not in nursing right now.
Okay. Have you thought about that as a career? Because that's what comes up very strongly.
I have thought about it, but I've attempted to get into school for it, but the testing, I've always had a problem with passing that test, the entrance exam.
Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to, because that still comes up as an appropriate field for you, something in the medical field. So if you really want to do that, don't give up. Okay, and what I want you to do is I want you to, instead of focusing on the fact that you haven't passed to get in, I want you to focus on visualizing that you're passing. That if this is really what your calling is, that you will be given all of the support that you need to get there. My belief is that God is who gives us a passion for a particular career, and that we will be led to do exactly what we're supposed to be doing in that passion because it's God's will. So, you know, it may be that it's, you know, it may be a medical assistant. It may be something that's either not quite nursing or it is nursing and the timing just wasn't right before. Because the other thing is, I mean, I get that you've always been mature, but I also get that the last 2 to 3 years you've had some experiences that have even given you more maturity and wisdom. And that, I just feel like this is a better time for you. In fact, I'm hearing 2017. So, you know, if you're considering nursing, I would say start looking into that. Look at what you need to do to study so you can pass that test to get in. But it's just comes through very clearly that it's something in the medical field for you.
My current job. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say, and about your current job, you know, it's okay. I mean, I get that there's no passion there, and. It's just kind of something to do for the time being. If you can find something that you like more, I would strongly suggest that. But at the same time, if you're going to go back to school, it's not a bad place to be because you can kind of do it in your sleep. It's just you have to be able to disconnect from any negative influences that are around you. And so you kind of have to decide. I can't tell you whether or not to stay because in this case, it's about choices that are more important for your future than where you are right this moment. So If you want to look for something else, go ahead. If you're going to go to nursing school and you feel like you can stay where you are because it's something that you know how to do so well, that's okay. But if you get to a point where you're feeling stressed and you just feel like you don't even want to go, then get out. But I don't feel that right now. Right now it's kind of like, yeah, it's okay. You know, it's some money, but there's definitely a lot more to be desired than where you are right now. But it could be a means to an end if you're in school.
Right. I was thinking that because I want to get into school. I feel like they would work with my schedule, but the money isn't great. And I just got a job offer yesterday that I told them about today. So I'm wondering if I made a bad move or not.
You know, again, I don't feel like you made a bad move. I think that there's a temptation to do the new thing because it's easier and maybe a little more lucrative than what you're doing right now. But if you're looking at long-term goals, and my impression about you is that you are now, you know, staying with you where you are is okay. You can do either. In this particular case, like a lot of times I'll get something that's very definitive, like, oh, no, you got to go. I don't get that about where you are.
Right.
I get that it's not a bad place for you if you're going to go to school.
Right.
So, if that's the ultimate goal for you, then I would say stick it out for right now because, again, you can do this in your sleep. And you can go to school and you can really work towards what your life goals are. And this place is not about that. It's just a means to an end.
Yeah, I'm hoping I didn't damage your relationship with them today. Scared.
You know, I don't think so. If you go in and you talk to the manager and just say, you know, I think I jumped the gun. I'd really rather stay here. I have better long-term goals and I'd rather be here. And that's okay. And they're going to understand that. Look, you know, none of us is perfect. Sometimes we make a decision and then we sit and we really think about it and we go, you know what, I think I made a mistake. It doesn't feel right. And if you go in and tell them that, if you actually go in and say to them, you know, I made a mistake. It feels right for me to stay here, not to go. And I'm sorry about that. And I want to stay. And you can even tell them, I want to go back to school. I want to better myself for whatever job I have, including here. And that going back to school is going to help me do that. So if you put it to them in those terms, and by the way, you can listen to the replay if you want to remember what I said. If you put it to them in those terms, they will appreciate your candor. And my impression is that they won't look at you as being somebody who's betrayed them or anything. They will look at you more as, okay, this is somebody who's trying to figure out what she's doing, and she got some clarity, and she came back and talked to me about it. So I don't see it as a damaging thing to the relationship.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
You're going to be fine. Good. Yeah, keep me posted. Let me know how you do on that testing.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Tanika.
Thanks
good luck
to call.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next caller is coming from Delphine. And I love Delphine because she wants to know what's happening for her in 2016.
Ooh, that's
hello,
a good one.
Hi,
Delphine. Hi.
How are you?
Doing great, thanks. Okay, so you want to know like the whole thing or you have something specific?
Just the whole thing.
Okay. All right, so let's see here. Give me just one moment. You know, I feel like there's been a lot of waiting for you. There's been a lot of stuff happening around you, and you've chosen to stay detached, and I want to give you kudos for that because sometimes we have stuff happening around us, and we want to jump in and help, and we end up getting ourselves caught up in energies that really have nothing to do with. So I get this impression that you've kind of been stepping back and letting other things unfold around you and staying detached, and that's been really good. So it's almost like the image that I see, just to give you a visualization, is it's as if there's a lot of traffic, and you're just kind of waiting for the cross traffic to stop before you proceed. And so for you, it's like you're finally going to get to start moving towards the things that you want in your own life, because I feel like you've been doing a lot of things that have not been about you. They've not been what you've wanted, but you've done what you felt was necessary to help others and just commitments that you've made, you felt like it was necessary to follow through and finish those things. But I feel like 2016, what I'm getting is a sort of like a three-year cycle for you of things really kind of moving in a direction that you want to be going in, and things lining up in a way that you actually are getting to have some joy and do some fun things. Because I feel like you've worked very hard for a very long time, and you have been satisfied with it. You always make your peace with whatever decisions are that you've made, you take responsibility for them. But there has not been a lot of time or energy or financial resources for you to go and just have fun and enjoy yourself. And I feel like you're starting to get to a place where you're going to be able to do that. Like, you're making choices that are more about what you want to be doing for yourself in your own life. And so it's almost like I see a garden growing for you, that you're starting to plant some seeds about things that you want to be doing as they come up in the next 2 to 3 years, and that this is going to come to fruition for you, that your life is going to open up in a way that you've really been hoping for, and it just hasn't happened. So let's see here. I do get that there may be something easing up for you with your work situation. I see either like a promotion type of situation or a position that is, it's almost like you don't have to do the grunt work now. You're going to be managing it, which is much easier for you. And because you're really smart and your brain is quick, that'll be something that's better for you to be doing. And I feel like it'll be more lucrative.
Wow, that's pretty good, because I did an interview for a supervisor position at a nursing facility. So I'm just waiting for
it's coming.
Results.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, and I was going to say it was interesting because it almost made me wonder if you were working at a nursing registry or something like that, but now you're going to be running it. It's that kind of energy where you're managing the schedules and that kind of stuff. And then the romance situation, I feel like if you don't have somebody in your life, there's somebody close, because it feels like this person's already in your life and it's a very sweet energy. So you either have this person in your life, right? I'm sorry?
I was looking for someone new. I didn't, someone I haven't met before.
So this is very close, because it feels like this person's already in your life, and it's a very sweet energy. So I want to say that, within the next 6 months, this person's probably showing up for you. And it may be something that is, it'll be completely unexpected, actually. I just want to say that it's going to be completely unexpected. So it's like everything, you've worked really hard on yourself and to be of service, and it's like now you get to have some of the rewards. It's almost like you've been investing in the bank, and now you get to pull out some of the interest. So, that's kind of how things are going to start unfolding for you. So this is going to be a really exciting time. There may be some projects that there may be a learning curve and some projects that you're working on at the beginning of the year. I want to say the first maybe 3 months, maybe four. But after that work, it's like things are going to start lining up, and you're going to get into a rhythm, and you're going to feel better than you have felt in a very long time.
Wow. So for the job, when do you see them calling me?
I want to say that you'll get something. I think it's going to be like right before Thanksgiving. It wouldn't surprise me if it's like Wednesday, like right before Thanksgiving. So it might be before that, but I think it'll be before the holiday. That's my impression.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay. And just so you know, if it's not this position, don't be disappointed. There's something else that's coming, because it's one of those things where if it's not this position, there's either another similar one that's going to be opening up, or there's somebody who's going to be telling somebody else about you, and it'll be like a parallel type of situation. It might be elsewhere. But I definitely get that you're getting some type of promotion or moving up. So don't worry. If they say no this time, it just means this isn't the perfect one for you, because God's going to bring you the perfect one. So don't stress. It is going to happen.
Oh, wow, because it's funny, because I have a second interview for another job. That's on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a call for another job. So I set up that appointment. That's in December. So it's like three jobs already.
Yep.
I like the supervisor one.
So, yeah, the thing is that whatever this, I mean, my impression is that at the beginning of the year you're going to be training. That's my impression. So it almost feels like, I'm not sure which one it's going to be, but there's going to be definitely something new. So
all right. It's all good.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling in. Keep up the good work.
All right. You too.
Thanks,
all right,
Delphine.
Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
And just a real quick reminder, if you'd like to call in tonight, we've got Chantal coming up next. But now is a great time. We rarely have opportunities where the phone lines are open. They are open for you right now. So call in at 323-657-1493. If you're one of the people that has already called in and or just listening. If you want to ask a question, you've got to press 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, we just think you're listening to the show, which is totally cool. Otherwise, you can also send a question to the Blog Talk chat room. That is open as well. We had a question from David earlier about moving to Hawaii. We're definitely in favor of it because we want a place to come and stay. So we're going to say hello to Tanika next. And then I've got a couple more. Thanks for pressing that 1 on your keypad. I'm going to come and screen your call in just a second. Tanika, you are now live with Rebecca, and Tanika's calling about her career. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. It's Tanika. You just talked to me about my career, and you were so good. I just figured I would ask about love, if anything, because I would really like to hear what you have to say about love, because that's usually what I ask about, is just that this is going on with my career at this moment. But definitely
love. I want to say... All right, so my impression is that there's somebody that, I don't know if you have this person in your life right now or not, but I definitely get the impression that there was somebody that you were very much in love with, and the relationship did not go the way that you wanted it to go, and you still love him. And I don't get that there's any malice or any bad feelings toward him. You just still wish you could be with him. So what I want to suggest to you is, you know, try to let go of that energy now, because it's keeping you from being open to someone else. Okay. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I'm just listening because I do still love him, and I didn't feel like, you know, I just always used to hear, I don't know, I just still love him.
I know, and it's time to let, what's his first name?
His first name is Nick.
Okay. So Nick is, there are a lot of things going on in Nick's life right now, and even whether he's in a relationship or not, it doesn't even matter right now, because there are so many other things that are basically overwhelming him. There is just so much going on around him. I see your feelings for him, and I see this, you know, really very loving energy that you have towards him. And as far as the relationship, it's like whatever he's going through right now, it's kind of a mess. I mean, I'm not talking about his relationship. I'm talking about just what he's doing, the career, life, his... There is just so many things going on in his life that he's trying to get in order. And it's not even necessarily decisions he's made. It's things that he's trying to help out with, and it's just completely overwhelming. And but what I want to suggest is let go of your feelings for him. You can still love him, but if you want to allow somebody else to come into your life, you have to let go and make room. And so what I want to suggest is that you can either write letters to him, you can cut the cords with him, but you want to let him go. If you're going to come back together at some point, it's going to be at a later time. He's got too much going on in his life right now for him to be available in a relationship with you.
We're not together right now. I get the feeling that I need to figure out some stuff and he does, but I just... For some reason, I just feel like it's going to be him in the future. Like, I feel, and I've always, and I used to hear that. Like, I just feel like he's the one, because I've tried to date, and there's no one that I feel for like him.
I understand that. But what I get energetically is that right now, he's not in a space where he can be in relationship, or at least not with you. And even if he would date anybody right now, he's not available. I literally, the visual that I see is, it's like he is sitting on the floor and there are papers flying everywhere around him. And there's just like this chaos of other people doing other things all around him, and he's stuck in the middle of it. I'm sorry?
I think it's going to get better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like, you know, the number 2 is significant in this. I don't know if it's February or 2 months or 2 years. But they are going to get better. But right now, he's not available to really be in a committed relationship. The possibility for the two of you to be together is there. But the reason that I'm suggesting that you let go of it for now is, you know, unless you're content being alone, and that's fine. It's just you have to be showing up for yourself in your life. And if you are, you know, wanting him and waiting for him, you could be keeping yourself back from your own life doing that. And I don't want to see you do that. So it's okay to know that you love him. It's okay to send him good thoughts when you think about him. Send him good energy. Send him a loving thought. That's all fine. But don't let it keep you from moving forward in your own life. Does that make sense?
I know. Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, I've been trying to date. I've been dating, but it just doesn't feel right. So I've just been concentrating on myself because I've tried.
Okay.
But if I really think about, like, who I love still and who I feel like it's not over with still, you know, it's him. And I know right now I'm not equipped right now to be in a relationship the way that we need to be, and I don't feel like he is. But I always thought that we would get it right, both of us working on ourselves, and we would end up together.
Well, and that may still happen. I'm not seeing that far out right now. I'm seeing more what you need for yourself, and I'm seeing where he is right now, and where he is not in that place. So, you know, do what feels right for you. If you want to date, if you don't want to, don't. It doesn't matter. What's really important right now is your career choices. That's, that really is the dominant energy right now around you. And... you know, I mean, I feel like this is probably a couple of years out anyway. So it'll be interesting to see how things unfold. He's a good person and he really does care about you as well. It's just there are too many other things that have to be addressed right now.
Wow. All right.
Does that
I
make
see.
Sense?
So yeah,
it's almost,
I mean,
like as much as you need to pay attention to your career, he's also needing to pay attention to other things in his life. And I feel like career is one of the things he's trying to get figured out as well. He may already even be working in the industry, but it's not the right fit. So he's got to get himself stable and to an even keel. I also feel like there may be some family stuff going on with him that needs to be resolved, that he will have to disentangle himself from so that he can be, you know, basically his own individual self moving forward in the way that he wants to. And that growth has to happen before he could be with you.
I can believe that. I definitely can from experience in his family. I can. I just always felt like we would cross each other's paths again, like we were meant somehow. But I understand what
you're saying. And that very well may happen. It's just, you know, it's in the conscious field. Time is no there is no time and space. It's just all energy. That's all right there. So I get to see basically where both of you are right now, and sometimes ahead a little bit. I'm not seeing the intersection yet. I'm seeing where you are, and I'm seeing where he is. And energetically, I'm being told that your focus right now needs to be the career. And that may also be why you're not together. It may, and or could be why nothing is gelling with anyone else, because right now you're meant to focus on you. So try to take some of that energy and be loving to yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
And in the meantime, you know, things are good. Things are good. Just keep going. And I just feel like things are going to be going really well for you very, very quickly.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
don't be discouraged. Just be where you are.
Okay.
Be right where you are. He's not available to be in a relationship.
I believe that. I do.
So, yeah, so just honor that you love him, honor how you feel about him, and honor yourself and how you feel about you. And work on making sure that you're loving yourself the way that you need to be loved. I mean, I feel like you're a pretty grounded and centered person anyway. So, you know, I want to hear reports about how things are going for you with getting into school and all of that. And then, you know, maybe after the first of the year, or I mean, you can always call back in, obviously, but, you know, I would love to hear from you after the first of the year, maybe as we're getting closer to the spring, and we'll check in again and see what's happening with Nick, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Tanique.
You're welcome. All right.
Have
a
good night.
You.
And we've got time for one more call tonight. It's Joe, and she is calling about her career. Joe, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Great. Thank you. Hi.
Hi. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm transitioning with career, and I've been doing trying to decide what to do next. And I'm a teacher in the past, and I'm a graphic designer, and I'm still interested in those things. I'm more interested in moving forward and finding something else that's more, I don't know, more along my fields of interest now.
Okay.
And I've been going to a career counselor and sending out resumes, and I'm wondering what you see.
Well, it's interesting because the first thing that I would have said is that I see you teaching. I didn't see the graphic design, but I saw you teaching and wondered if you were either interested in presenting, you know, speaking to groups or mentoring in some way. But when you mentioned graphic design, the very first thing that popped in my head was potentially working with kids that are special needs and combining the education with art. So
yeah, that doesn't interest me. No, I've done that. Yeah, and it's a chapter, and I'm moving forward.
Okay, so just so you know, the energy of that is still around you. So it may be that you're asked to maybe take on a student, or you know, there may be somebody who comes to you who asks you to maybe tutor an autistic child or something like that. Where using color and art gets through to the child and other modalities do not. So just so you know, the energy of that is still very much in your field. So as far as other work, you know, again, I could see you presenting. I could see you doing some consulting if you want to do some consulting. As far as a field, let's see here. It's interesting. Did you work with special needs kids?
I did.
Because my impression is there's a gap between how you can actually connect with the kids and the protocol that's being given out. I don't know how else to explain that. But you understand what really works, and that's not really how people are educated to go and deal with these kids. And so, you know, it's almost like you might end up writing a book about your experiences and then, you know, speaking to teachers who are working in this field and doing presentations. It's because your expertise and your experience in this would be very, very valuable for other teachers if you choose to do this. It's not a have to, but it's something where you would be basically working more for yourself. You know, and speaking, you know, you could get on the speaking network if you decided to do that. But you have a lot of really valuable information. And there's also this whole thing about being honest about the gap of what's expected of a teacher versus what the goals need to be to educate the child. So, you know, again, you understand what these gaps are, and you understand that sometimes the emphasis ends up being taken away from the child actually learning, and it becomes more focused on what the demands of the teacher are. Does this make sense to you?
You know, I understand it. It's not something that appeals to me because it's...
Okay.
I left teaching to begin with, yeah.
No, I know, but I'm not talking about you going back into the teaching field. I'm talking about you acknowledging that these gaps are there and that something needs to be done about it. But all of that being said, you may end up coming back to that later. I just want to give you a heads up, okay? Because, again, it's still very much in your energy field. It hasn't gone away. So, it's, you know, I mean, honestly, my impression is that really what you would like to be doing is you would like to go lay out on a beach somewhere with an umbrella drink and just relax, because I feel like you just really got burned out on the stuff you've been doing. And it's almost like you just need a little reprieve, and some traveling would be really good.
Well, I try to work in the travel industry. I'd like to do something. There's a little travel company here where I'm mm-hmm. from that's just starting up, and I sent my resume there to do some marketing for the company. And there's also a job that I sent my resume to that brings people into the city, you know, visiting the city. And so, you know, these are areas.
I think,
you know,
yeah, It's more the travel company. It's I don't see it being bringing people into the city. I definitely see that it's more the travel company, and it may end up being that you're traveling and actually writing a guide for people, and even, you know, maybe the company wants to have their own book that they publish where it, you know, they have an employee's actual personal first-hand experience with different places. So, you know, that definitely feels like a possibility for you. But that resonates more than this other thing with bringing people into the city. So anyway, it's good stuff.
Well, yeah, and I guess I kind of want to know, am I on the right track for that? And, you know, should I be taking social media courses or should I?
I think it's a lot more important for you to figure out what you want to be doing. And, you know, I think the traveling, you know, doing something with travel, I think definitely resonates. You might also look at cruise lines. That's what comes to mind, is to put some resumes in with cruise lines. Because I actually see you doing the traveling, not just working for the company. So, but whether or not you need to be doing social media, you know, open yourself up to the idea of doing something more than just marketing or graphic design, unless that's what you love. But my impression is that you don't love that. You're still looking for something else that resonates more with you, that you want to have a passion for. So
yeah.
I would look at the cruise lines and, you know, you could even look at companies that have different resort destinations and see if you could find a way to create a position for yourself. You know, maybe it's marketing, maybe it's, you know, you might even end up, you could travel to some of these places that do timeshares where you go and you organize some of the presentations and then you're traveling from resort to resort. So there are a lot of options for you, but right now travel feels much more aligned with where you are than anything else, aside from what I'm saying with the energy that's so, you know, in the educational field. And, yeah, we're going to have to end in just a moment because I know we're past the top of the hour. But what did you want to say? That's okay.
Well, this company that I just sent my resume to, it's here in my hometown in Indianapolis, but they do travel to those travel destinations. Does it look like a viable company?
You know, what comes up is who are they affiliated with? Because if they're just a small mom and pop operation, it depends on if they're really strongly affiliated with these other organizations, and if these organizations are partnering with them to, you know, bring their clients to those resorts. It feels a little bit like not sure. I'd like to see you. I would actually like to see you with a larger company. Than the small place. It just feels like it would resonate better for you.
Okay. Well, thank you for your advice. I love it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, thank you for calling in. You take good care and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you. Have a great night. And Rebecca, we are past our time by a couple of minutes, so we've got to say good night to everybody. We'll chat with you live next month. Rebecca will be back before Christmas, and we'll see you live tomorrow morning early with the co-authors of the Go-Giver series. Please come back and join us then. Don't drive distracted, and thank you as always for being here. Rebecca, extra special thanks to you. Have a great night, my dear.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.